Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode is brought to you by Buy.com, the internet superstore, where you'll always find the latest and greatest brands at prices you can afford. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/buy. Before we get into today's episode, I do want to send out some contact info. Contact me, otrwesterns.com is the site. Send me an email, podcast@otrwesterns.com. Rate us on iTunes, otrwesterns.com/iTunes. And be a friend on Facebook, otrwesterns.com/Facebook or facebook.com/otrwesterns. Just search for OTR Westerns. So the reason why I'm really trying to promote Facebook is that way you guys get a connection on extra things. One of the things that I've been given to Facebook, like people who have liked us only in Facebook, get to actually see some TV shows. Last week or the week before, I played Bonanza, and I will actually release a couple other, some more Bonanza episodes out there. So if you're a friend and you want to get more information and see more information and see some TV shows that you didn't get to see if you weren't a member, go to otrwesterns.com/Facebook, check out our Facebook page, and like us. We got about 100 plus people right now, and I want to shoot that up. I know we get about 600 listeners per episode, so I definitely want to get, you know, all of you guys who are on Facebook. I don't send out spam. I don't, you know, do anything else like that. It's strictly just so I can send you guys new information. Now let's get to today's episode. Today's episode is going to be The Lone Ranger. Original air date is April 21st, 1939, and the title is 30 Day Option. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. In the days of homesteading passed in the western United States, the immigrants from the east were forced to buy their land. And in the hill country where the wealth lay underground, unscrupulous land brokers were able to sell them worthless property. The masked rider of the plains led the fight against these confidence men. His courage and resourcefulness was more than a match for their cleverness, and in time he drove them out of the new territory. Return with us now those thrilling days when the West was young. An adventure lay at the end of every trail. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! We're heading for the mining country! Hi-yo, Silver! Away!
Frank Sturgis and his wife, Bess, were recent arrivals in Silver City, coming there from the east. One of Frank's first acquaintances was a man named Price. And as our story opens, the two men are riding side by side down the bustling Main Street end.
Golly, Mr. Price, it seems almost too good to be true.
Told you I was your friend, didn't I?
And he really said he'd sell?
That's what he did.
I can only pay $1,000, you know. That's almost all the cash I've got. Me and Bess have got to have something to live on for a while till we get started.
Stagg said he'd take $1,000, unless he changed his mind in the meantime.
But you told me he'd been offered up to $20,000 for that valley property.
Uh-huh, and so he has.
And why'll he sell so cheap now?
Young fella, Stagg Wyler's a funny hombre. Never seen another like him. Just as shrewd as they come and so catty, there ain't a dollar gets by him. But that's when he's stone sober. Give him a drink or two, and he's just the other way around.
And you'd think he wouldn't drink.
Oh, Stagg knows his weakness. He don't very often, not once a year. It was just your luck I run into him that once.
You're downright sure the property's valuable, Mr. Price?
Valuable? Say, young fella, there's been silver found all around it, ain't there? And just as sure as sin, there's going to be pay dirt found on that piece of land, too. You mark my words.
And why don't Mr. Wilder develop it?
Sure, he's got too many other things to look after. Stagg's quite a big man around these parts, you know.
Yeah, you've told me. And this is awful good of you, Mr. Price, but... Well, I'd think you'd want to buy when it's a bargain like this.
Young fella, what I say is every man to his last. Some folks is miners and some ain't. Me, I'm what you might call a land broker. I help folks to buy and sell land and get my profit from the commissions. That suits me good enough.
Uh-huh.
You got the cash with you?
It's right here in my inside pocket.
Good enough. I got the deed all made out, ready for signing, so we're all set for him. Unless he's been drinking coffee and changed his mind. You know, young fella, I've done business with Stagg before. He's always got to have the papers made out a special way.
A special way?
Oh, he won't never give a deed to any of his property unless he gets an option to buy it back in 30 days if he's a mind to.
That's funny.
Just plain safe is all. I told you he was canny. He figures if the property turns out to be extra valuable, he can get a chance at it again.
Well, I wouldn't want to sell back if I struck it rich.
Sure, you needn't worry. The option reads he can't buy it back for less than twice what you pay. So you can't lose.
What if it turns out it's worth a lot more than twice as much?
Well, that's just a chance you take. Anyhow, like I said, the option will be good for only 30 days. And at the worst, twice as much is a clear 100% profit.
Well, this is a cafe, is that in it?
Yeah, hold that.
Whoa, boy.
Come ahead.
The horses.
They'll stand.
I feel a little guilty about this, Mr. Price.
Yeah?
Well, like I was putting something over on Mr. Wilder.
Shucks, forget it, young fella. What do you figure he got all his land? By leaning over backwards to be fair and square? Not him. Not Stagg Wilder. No, siree. Hi, barkeep. Where'd Stagg get to?
He's in that booth over there, Mr. Price. He said you to join him when you come in.
Yeah. Say, give me a pen and ink, will you?
Sure thing.
Beg pardon, stranger. Didn't mean to bump you.
That's all right.
Here you are.
Thanks. I'll return him when I'm through. Come along, Frank. Did you hear him, Frank? Happy as a coot. He'll sell all right. If it would have been yesterday you asked him, he'd just have laughed in your face.
I sure hope the deal goes through.
Hi, Stagg.
Howdy, Price. Hey, sit down, have a seat. Yeah, this young fellow you was telling me about?
Uh-huh. Frank Sturgis, his name is. Frank, I want you to meet up with Stagg Wilder.
How do you do?
Pleased to meet you. You sit down, too.
Thanks, Mr. Wilder.
Stagg, that deal I was talking to you about, you still willing to go through with it?
Deal? Deal? Oh, who wants to talk business? You ever see a fellow like him, Sturgis? He's nothing but business. All the time, nothing but business.
Stagg, you ain't backing out, are you?
Shucks, we can talk about that some other time. Right now, I say we ought to have a drink. Hey,
no, Stagg, no. Let that alone for a bit. I don't want nothing, and neither does Frank. When I seen you before, you promised me that you'd...
You're the stubbornest cuss, Price. Well, if it's got to be business, well, it's got to be. Well, personally, I'd rather get some fellas together and do some singing.
You will sell, won't you?
Yeah, let me see. What land of mine was it you wanted to buy?
That piece down in the valley, you know.
You said you'd give it to him for $1,000, Stagg.
Did I?
Now, don't say you don't remember.
Sure, I recollect. Young fellow, you realize I've been offered up to $20,000 for that same place?
Oh, yes. I was afraid maybe $1,000 wouldn't be enough.
Not so fast, young fellow, not so fast. Did I say I wouldn't take $1,000?
No, but...
You're a likely-looking young fellow.
And a doggone good friend of mine, Stagg.
That's all you got, $1,000?
Except for cash to live on.
Let me tell you something, young fellow. The property's mighty valuable. Mighty valuable. I wouldn't sell for $20,000 before because I figured it was worth more than that.
Gosh, I guess I can't blame you.
But, young fella, I kind of caught into your style. The way I figure, fellas that can afford what that land's worth don't need good property like that. But young fellas like you do, just making a start in life, you know, they need it.
Then you will sell?
Where's that deed?
Here it is, Stagg, right here. All ready for signing. Here's pen and ink.
And here's the cash. It's in folding money.
Yeah, sure, fine. Yeah. This where I sign?
That's right. Now you, Frank.
Uh-huh. There.
I'll witness it. Now then, there's your $1,000, Stagg. And Frank, here's the deed that's going to make you rich. I sure wish you luck.
Oh, gosh, thanks. Wait till I tell Bets. She'll be tickled pink.
Hey, you ain't leaving already, are you?
Well, you'll excuse me, won't you? I gotta tell Bess right away how lucky we are. Thanks to both of you. Bye.
Well, Price, did I put it over?
Stagg, he swallowed that story hook, line, and sinker.
500 for you and 500 for me. And that young fool's bought himself a piece of land I've been trying to get rid of ever since I won it in a poker game.
And Stagg, that ain't all.
You mean the option?
Just so. If he should get so lucky he did strike it rich, why, you and me can step right in and take it away from him. Stagg, we're 1,000 ahead for sure. And no matter what happens, we can't lose out.
An hour later, a great white horse plunged through a woods and, at the command of his master, came to a stop in a small clearing.
Oh, Silver. Oh, boy. Oh, you get back quick.
Tonto, I believe I've run into something.
What that?
I was in the cafe in town. While I was there, a young fellow came in with a man the barkeep called Price.
Oh.
They joined another fellow known as Stagg Wilder. I couldn't get close enough to hear what was said, but I did notice two things.
What then?
The young fellow paid over money for what looked like a deed.
Oh.
And Stagg was sober before those men joined him. Sober after the young fellow left. But while the young fellow was present, you could see he was trying to pretend he'd been drinking.
That's strange.
May mean nothing. On the other hand, if it does, this wouldn't be the first time men have pretended to be under the influence of liquor to put over trickery.
And what you do?
My mask, Kimosabe.
I'll get rid of this disguise I wore in town. You and I are riding to learn everything we can about Price, Stagg Wilder, and the young fellow I saw with them.
Frank and his wife took possession of the property they had purchased. It lay in an arid, sandy valley and was worthless for either farming or grazing. But the hills on both sides had yielded silver. And at first, Frank was certain a vein of the precious mineral must run through his land. Hard work, however, coupled with certain remarks dropped in town, revealed to Frank that he had been swindled. And a week later, he stormed into Price's office.
What the same here?
You rotten, cheating crook.
Hey, now.
Yes, and you too, Wilder. You and Price were both in on it. You're both just as bad.
You can't call us crooks.
I'm doing it, and you'll take it.
Why, you
dirty... Hold on, Price. They're just what you come here for.
For one thing, to tell you fellas what I think of you.
Yeah? What's wrong?
You know blasted well. You sold me that land of yours in the valley. Price there made me think it was bound to have silver on it. Now I find there ain't.
You're a greenhorn, Sturgis.
I ain't denying it. If I wasn't, you fellas wouldn't have fooled me like you did.
Carefully, your talk, or I'll throw you out of here.
Price!
Shut up, Price.
But I tell you this,
shut up. All right, Sturgis, let me tell you a few things.
Go right ahead.
In the first place, you wasn't told that land was valuable because there was silver on it. It was told I held it high because there might be silver on it. Because silver's been found all around there. But you can't say we lied to you any.
Both of you made me think you was holding it for a big price, though. Never since I bought it, everybody's laughed at me for giving good cash for land you'd been trying to sell for a song.
Jack, young fellow, that's just like horse trading. A fellow that's got something to sell always tries to make folks think he values it a heap more than he really does. Ain't nothing illegal about that.
Maybe there ain't, but legal or not, I still say it was a swindle.
Only you can't do nothing about it.
No?
Well, do you think you can?
I'm getting my cash back.
That's a good one.
Me and Beth saved for 5 years after we was married to get that cash together so we could come west with it. Now we're dead broke. You fellas can't do that to us.
Get out of here. Clear out. You just came here to cry about getting the worst of a bargain. We ain't got the time to waste on you. Go on, get out.
So you won't pay up, huh?
Get out.
And you take that.
Oh, you crazy maverick.
Yeah, and here's one for you.
Watch your
head. Let go.
Give me a hand with this local critter.
Hang on, or I'll fix it.
Let go. Let me loose. I'll show you both, you cheap swindlers.
I'll fix you.
Hold him, Stag.
Got him right in the eye. You skunks, let go of my arm so I can fight.
Here's one for this other eye.
If I could just get loose, I'd kill you. I'd kill you. I'd show you.
Come on, we'll throw him out the door.
Give me a hand.
Out with you.
I'll be back again. I'll fix you.
You wait. Door. I'll get him.
I'll stand aside.
Boot him.
He rolled right in the dirt.
Ever see a fella have so much trouble keeping his feet?
Kick me out, would you?
Hey,
put down that gun.
I'll drill you both.
No, you won't.
Try to stop me.
You forced me to shoot the gun from your hand.
You're
coming with me. Here, Silver.
Hold him out, man.
We'll fix him for good this time.
Get back.
You just...
Move another step and I'll blast you both.
What'd you butt in for?
Into the saddle with you.
No, wait. And hold still.
Let me down.
I'll still.
Hold on.
Away. He ain't staying.
But who in blazes is he? Where'd he come from?
How should I know?
What's he doing here?
Don't ask me.
And whose side is he on anyhow? That local greenhorns or ours?
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. To continue our story. Racing out of town with Frank held across the saddle in spite of his efforts to struggle loose, the Lone Ranger sent Silver toward the valley where Frank had made his home. A small cabin had been built there years before. The masked man brought Silver to a stop at its door.
Oh, fellow. Oh, boy. Oh.
All right, get down.
Who are you?
Your friend.
But I don't savvy.
Frank, is that you? Oh, a masked
man. Don't be frightened. Come on, Frank. We're going inside.
I want to know what your game is.
You'll learn.
Is it a hold-up, Frank?
What would a crook get from us?
Close the door.
Now, look here, mister. Explain yourself. You butted in when I was going to give Price and Stag what they had coming to them. Did they pay you?
They don't.
Then what in blazes...
What would have happened if you had fired? You might have killed one or both of them.
They deserved it.
Frank, you didn't try to shoot them.
What if I did?
Oh, no. I told you. I told you not to go to town.
You see, Frank, you'd fired, you'd have gone to jail. But you wouldn't have been the one to suffer. That would have been your wife. You'd have left her alone. A widow of the Lord hung you.
And what's a man supposed to do when he gets swindled? Just take it and like it?
There's more than one way to get justice.
I can't go to the law for it.
I've been making inquiries about those fellows. You aren't the first man they've cheated.
That don't surprise me any.
How much did you lose?
Plenty.
Almost everything we had. $1,000.
You must have had a little more than that. You had that money to live on.
It was less than $200.
Have you any of that left?
Well, yes.
Yes, but... you keep still. This fellow's mad.
Oh, I was forgetting.
No, I'm not after your money.
No? Then why'd you try to trick Best into telling you whether we had any or not?
For reasons of my own.
I don't doubt it.
But not the reasons you think. Now get that money.
Blast you, you are a crook.
I want to see how much you have.
What a robber, you mean?
I'm through arguing. Get that money and get it fast.
Several days passed. Then early one afternoon, when a rising wind filled the air with dust, a prospector entered the cafe and...
Granted, wind. I got dust in my eyes and dust in my clothes and dust from head to foot. Howdy, Sheriff.
Howdy, Lord.
Hi there, Stag.
Howdy, Lord.
Give me something to wash the grit out of my throat, barkeep.
Hey, yeah, Lord.
Thank you. And I went down slick.
Where you been? Ain't seen you around for a couple of weeks.
Oh, just prospecting. Say, Stag.
Yeah?
What in thunder's got into you? You getting so touchy a fella can't set foot on your land no more?
Huh? What are you talking about?
Well, you ain't trying to keep it a secret, are you?
What's this, lad?
You mean to say even you don't know, Sheriff?
Know what?
Why, Stag's got gunmen posted on that piece of land of his down the valley. A fella can't set foot on it. I was just going to stop in that old cabin to get out of the wind for a spell. And doggone if a redskin didn't come up with a gun and order me off. That's a fine way to act.
A redskin ordered you off?
Yeah, and there was a masked man keeping guard down the other end of the property. I met a couple of fellas on the way to town, and they said they'd been told to stay away, too.
Well, I'll be jiggered.
Lodge, that ain't Stag's land no more.
It ain't?
No, it belongs to a fella from the east. He bought it off Stag.
For $1,000, can you beat that?
That's so. Then what's the newcomer to tell you about?
Say, that reminds me. Never thought of it, Lodge, till you mentioned this.
Mm-hmm.
Old man Wicks was in here yesterday telling about a wagon he'd seen headed that way.
Huh? Oh, there's lots of wagons.
Yes, but this one you couldn't get close to. Wick said a redskin was driving it, and when he rode by, the engine waved a gun and yelled for him to stay back.
That's funny. What was on the wagon?
Wicks couldn't see. It was all covered over with canvas.
Couldn't see nothing at all?
Well, just one place where the canvas was tore.
Yeah?
All that showed was the corner of a box, a heavy box, like the kind you see machinery shipped in.
Machinery, huh?
All I know is what Wick said.
A wagon that nobody can get close to, and gunmen posted so the fella can't set foot on that land. And now, what would that add up to?
I couldn't even make a guess.
But there's something behind it. There must be.
Say, here comes a fella that ought to know what it's about.
Afternoon, fella.
Hey, Sturgis. What's this I'm hearing about you keeping folks off your land?
My land, ain't it, Sheriff? Got a right to keep off trespassers, ain't I?
What's there to hide in that patch of sand and gravel?
Huh? Who said I was hiding anything?
Well, you must be.
Well, I can't stop you from saying so, I guess. But you'll never get on that land to prove it.
That all the explanation you aim to make, Sturgis?
That's all?
Don't forget I'm the law, young fella. I can make you talk if I want to.
That's just where you're wrong.
Yeah?
No hard feelings, Sheriff. But you ain't got no right to force your way on my land or make me answer questions about it unless you got reason to think I've been doing something against the law. Ain't that so?
Well...
Shucks, you know it's so. But let's forget it. I don't want you and me to quarrel. Hey, barkeep.
You want something?
Barkeep, the drinks are on me for everybody in the house. When that's spent, let me know and I'll give you more.
But that's $50 in gold.
I know it. Come on, fellas, drink up.
Where are you going, Stag?
I got business to see to.
All that time you're here. Come back in, I'll buy.
Place you and me are riding.
In this wind? You're crazy.
Crazy, am I? Well, listen to this.
Huh?
Sturgis has got guards on the land I sold him. He's bringing in machinery that he won't let nobody see.
Yeah?
He told us he was just about broke. Now he's inside there spending cash like it was water.
Well, I'll be switched.
We're going to find out what's going on at his place.
What for?
Because it ain't 30 days since he bought that land. And if he's found something good, I'm using that option. Come on.
Hastily saddling, Stag and Price fought the wind all the way to the valley. As they approached their destination, they saw a powerful white horse standing motionless at the boundary of Frank's property. Astride him was a masked rider who commanded them to halt.
Rein in there!
Go there!
This is as far as you go.
You can't keep us all this land.
We're riding ahead.
Don't move. So leave your guns right where they are.
That's all.
Like lightning.
I've got double authority. These guns and the right to keep you off private property.
This is just a trick.
Oh?
That option I got. Says I can buy back this land inside 30 days if I want to. This is just to keep me from finding out whether the land's worth buying or not.
There's nothing you can do about it.
Listen, masked man.
Well?
We got cash on us. If you just let us have a look for a few minutes, we'll pay you for it. Frank's in town. He'd never know you let us.
I don't take bribes. $50?
No.
$100?
You're wasting your time.
$200. We ain't got all of it with us, but we'll pay you the rest later on.
On your way.
Now, just listen.
Back trail and be quick about it.
Wait. Hey! Stand still. Hold still.
Scared the horses. Quiet down, bless you.
It was a piece of paper.
All right, get going.
I reckon we might as well, Stag. Let's get back to town.
But doggone it, Price.
Oh, come on, it ain't no use. Get up there.
Get along.
And no part of circle around me. There's an Indian on guard, too.
Blast it. We gotta find out what's going on.
I think we're gonna.
Oh.
That paper that scared the horses. It flew right by my head. I got a quick look at it.
Huh?
I seen just a couple of words in big print. But if it's what I think it is... There, up against that bush. There it is.
There what is?
The paper, blasted. Can the masked man see us?
The sand's blowing too much.
Oh, hold it. I'll get it.
Grab it before the wind tears it loose again.
There. I got it. Stag, just what I suspicioned.
What is it?
Look.
In the directions of some kind, ain't it?
For assembling machinery. For putting together a rig for drilling oil.
Oil?
On that land.
So that's why we can't get on that property. Keeping it from me so I won't use that option. Christ, we're getting to town just as fast as we can. We're bringing the sheriff back with us. I'll show him and the law will back me up. Get up there.
Get along.
Get up there.
Stagg and Price raced to town, got together enough money to exercise Stagg's option, then enlisted the support of the sheriff. It was almost morning and the wind had died down when they returned. In the meantime, Frank had reached the valley before them. And when they arrived, they were confronted not only by the masked man and Tonto, but by Frank and his wife as well.
Oh, there.
Sheriff, I'll have to give you the same orders I gave these other men. Stay off of this land.
You're mad.
That's no crime.
And he's only doing what I gave him authority to do, guarding my property.
Don't you let them get away with it, Sheriff.
You're the law. Tell them they got to let us by.
We don't have to.
Now, don't do anything that'll get you into trouble.
That's all right, honey. I know what my legal rights are. Sheriff, this is private property, and I ain't allowing trespassers on it.
Why won't you?
That's my business.
There's oil here, that's why.
There ain't. Yeah? Well, look at this. Directions for putting a rig together. You got boxes of machinery day before yesterday, and don't you deny it. We know your whole game.
No machinery came on this property.
That ain't so.
We got a wagon load of empty boxes. Those printed directions you have there were on one of them. They mean nothing. There isn't a drop of oil anywhere on this land.
Sheriff, don't you see what they're doing? When Stagg sold the land to this here fella, he got an option that gave him the right to buy it back inside of 30 days if he wanted to. Now they've found oil, and they don't want Stagg to buy.
Was there such an option, Frank?
I got nothing to say.
There was. I'll show it to you. I got it right here in black and white, signed and all.
Mm.
Option or no option, Sheriff, this land still belongs to Frank.
Seems to me he ought to let these fellas look around.
Why should he? Why should he show them what's going on here?
Is that right, Sheriff? Can we be kept off?
Well, as long as he owns the land.
Then I'll fix him. I'm exercising that option right now.
It called for twice what Frank paid.
I know it, mister. I've got the cash here.
You can keep your cash. I ain't selling.
It isn't right for you to do this to us. You took our $1,000, and then when you think the land's valuable, you want to take it away, too.
Uh-huh. You and your husband know so much about your legal rights. Well, I know mine, too. You can't refuse to sell if I'll buy.
I am refusing.
Here's the cash. You've got to take it.
No.
Make him, Sheriff. Make him. Look at this here option. You're the law. He can't do me out of my legal rights.
That's so, Sturgis. You'll have to take the cash.
Blasted fellas, won't you believe me? There ain't no oil here, and that's the honest truth.
You ain't pulling the wool over our eyes.
Might as well take the cash, Sturgis. They can go to court if you don't.
Looks as though they got their way, Frank.
Blame right we do.
It ain't fair. But if I have to... Where's that $2,000?
Right here. Take it. You're a witness to this transaction, Sheriff?
I am.
The whole thing's settled. Frank's got the cash, so now the land is ours. You can't keep us off no longer. Huh? What's funny?
I thought you was mad, Sturgis.
Sheriff, you're sure they can't back out now?
I said I was a witness to the fact the deal was made, didn't I?
Golly, this is the funniest thing I ever heard of.
Only the joke's on you. I got the oil.
Yeah? Well, you're welcome to look for it. But if you find any, just let me know.
What's that?
Sheriff, you know how these fellas swindled me.
I wouldn't say you were swindled. Kind of sharp practice, though.
Well, a masked man showed me how I could get twice my money back by just putting guards around here and making it look as though I'd struck it rich.
You mean there really ain't oil here?
There ain't.
Then you lied to us.
That's just it. You fellas lied to me to get my cash. But the way the masked man schemed things, all we had to do was to tell the truth. The more we did that, the less you was willing to believe us. We told you right from the first there wasn't no oil here. Ain't that so, Sheriff?
Doggone if it ain't.
No, wait.
Oh, you just better shut up, Stagg. And you too, Price. You were just plain outwitted. And I got a notion that when the news gets around, you're going to be laughed right out of this district.
Come on, Silver Old Boy! There's trouble at the railroad! We've got to hurry! Hi-yo, Silver! Away! Thank you.
story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.
Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Check us out on Twitter, @OTRWesterns, and don't forget to rate us on iTunes, OTRWesterns.com/iTunes. This podcast is a proud member of the OT Netcast Network. For more information and a list of all of our shows, go to OTNetcast.com. Again, that's OTNetcast.com. This episode is copyright 2011 under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike copyright. For more information, go to OTRWesterns.com/copyright. Thanks for listening and have a great day.